Recording is on.
Okay, Steve, we're starting to record. What were you guys saying?
No, I'm trying. What's the purpose of the meeting and the purpose of the podcast?
The purpose of the meeting, Dave started it to be able to have a town hall because people had questions and concerns, and our other meeting was more for getting certain business done in a half hour to an hour. This can be more long form.
Okay.
So we don't have to get any work done, and we can encourage as many opponents as possible to attend, and we benefit from that.
Yeah, so you're a new voice to this particular meeting. You've been recorded on some of the other ones. So far we've only had supporters. We haven't had people with questions. Some of the questions we've gotten, I could ask you, Steve.
Okay.
What do you think is the main impediment to New Hampshire leaving?
Okay, those are possibly two different questions. Impediment to their leaving, or reasons why it wouldn't work well if they did?
You know what? How about reasons why it won't work very well once we are separate?
Because, you know, I go back and forth whether it's worth addressing those questions. Like, well, we can't leave because the United States will attack, or we can't leave because we won't be able to trade, you know, those kind of questions. And I tend to put them on the back burner because, you know, I talked to Marcus quite a bit from CalExit, and I'm kind of at the place where we need to convince people that we can't keep doing what we're doing, that the country is going to kill each other. And then since we can't keep doing what we're doing, we have to figure out a way to iron those things out. Otherwise, we get stuck in the weeds of, well, we want to have a currency, or, you know, they're going to wall us in, or all kinds of crazy things that people say. But if we have no choice, then we have to work those things.
You know, that makes sense to me, because part of the reasons why we're talking about this is because there's certain parts of the federal government that don't work, that aren't sustainable. You know, like say people are worried about their Social Security or something like that. Well, then we bring up, well, the current Social Security system is not sustainable.
Right. Hold on. Kate's coming, so I got to say hello, but I'm here. Hold on.
Okay, cool. And we have the other thing I've been thinking about is, in order for us to leave and in order for us to succeed at it, we won't necessarily convince every single person. There will still be some people that have a problem with it. Right. After the American Revolution, there were people that wished they would have still been under the British Empire. Right.
Yeah. So in other words, what I'm saying is, since we, all right, let's pretend we're married, right? We know we can't stay together. Now we go to a mediator to figure out how we can make it work afterwards. But first we decide that we can't make it together. Otherwise, we're like, well, we'll get a divorce if we can figure out how to have enough money.
Yeah.
People that we have to get a divorce because we're killing each other. Then we're going to worry about how to make these things work.
I would also say that the abuse is all one-sided. New Hampshire is not abusing the feds. The feds are abusing New Hampshire.
Right. And the other place where we get stuck is, well, New Hampshire can't, another state can. So all that goes away if you say what we're doing can't continue. However we split, whatever parts we split into, but we can't live like this together. I gotta go a little bit. You guys keep talking and I'll keep listening.
Okay.
Because I gotta be nice to Alu's wife, or else he doesn't invite me to his parties.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just muting out a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. Looks like we have a silent partner here today. Does that person want to introduce themselves or just be listening?
Is on.
Hello. Dave, is your microphone working?
I'm still here. I was going to let him talk. But so okay. Alex was here. I don't know if he's still here. And I see Chris Wade there. So hi, guys. Welcome.
Hello there. This I'm recording. This is our this is our town hall meeting that Dave invented to split off of the group that was getting business done on the amendment. So we're using this as a place for supporters to talk and to...
Our enemies would say, the cancer got cancer. we seceded from the other meeting, sort of, not really. I mean, I go to both meetings and try to, but this meeting is just designed to be more a place where we can have a full-blown town hall meeting and focus on debating as opposed to getting work done.
So, Mr. Penguin, what were you... I think I was just looking at something you were posting a couple minutes ago on the Telegram group. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you pretty good.
I can sure hear you.
Okay. It's kind of loud.
Okay, let me turn it down. Okay, how about now?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I was thinking of creating a second Telegram group because there's a lot of people who probably aren't quite on board, but would probably be interested in joining a group to get updates effectively about what's going on with independents that are already on Telegram in other groups that aren't independents related. And they probably would be a good support base to push out, you know, updates to, like, contact your representative kind of messages when time comes.
What do you want to call that group?
I don't know. You know, NH Exit Updates or something. I'm not really sure. But just then, basically news updates, that kind of thing, and then kind of requests.
And will you be able to grab the info you're going to post there anywhere, or should we post it in a certain place so you can find it? Because I'm guessing I'm not going to join that group because I get too many Telegram groups.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole point of that group is not to have people posting to it, just to send messages out.
Oh, okay, perfect. Would you get it? Should we send you emails, or would you get it from the Shire Society, or?
I'm definitely paying attention to the NH Exit group that's already there.
Okay.
And I've been following the meetings. I don't know about the town hall ones, but the other ones after they've been recorded and posted.
Well, we've only done two of these town halls, and I post them as a podcast.
Right. So I think just initially, I mean, trying to get that, you know, 1,000 people or whatever, you know, to hope. I mean, again, I don't know what would actually happen, but I think we probably have a larger number of people that I think I can get that larger group from other rooms that basically have what seem to be a large number of supporters. If we were to reach out to them, and then we could just, you know, post updates to the whole, you know, the whole movement, or, you know, the whole NH Exits thing, when whatever we needed to get people to reach out to senators and reps and stuff.
Okay, so since that's going to be a place where you send out announcements, can you please put me on that list?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many announcements we would have. I mean, I think it would be more particularly important for getting people to do something that we want them to do, like contact reps or whatever, at a later date. But it could also be used to post like any kind of updates as far as the, I don't know, like if there's a protest, or if there's, I don't know. Or for example, when there's a hearing on the constitutional amendment, that would be a good thing to use, because we don't even have like a mailing list right now, right?
No, I have not built a mailing list. I thought Ian was going to build a mailing list off of that petition he put up.
Okay.
But I am going to build a mailing list of people that are willing to be on that list for nhexit.org. So I will be doing that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, basically, we have a number of different... Oh, mine's actually broken at the moment, so I can't use mine. I'm gonna have to roll it out again. But Ian has a mailing list program and everything already set up that he can use if he creates the mailing list. So that should all be linked probably from like nhexit.org.
Yeah, I will do that eventually. Yeah.
Yeah. Then that should probably be linked, probably the Telegram group, a matrix. I would also advocate for a matrix group as well, probably. But the Telegram group, a matrix group probably should be linked, and an email list should where people can sign up for email updates too, should probably be added to the website.
Yeah, because I thought Ian was going to be able to do that, but that got sidetracked. So I need to do that. Yeah, because for some, we have a bunch of people that are on a few different media, but not all of them.
Right.
And none of us that are pushing this are on all of them. So I'm kind of also make a list of who's on what lists. Just like if people put things on one of five things, I'll grab it and spread it to my other things. So, and one of them needs to be an email list, because that's the kind of stuff for people that don't want to be seeing every single thing. That way, right, they can choose what they get. So that's a good idea. Currently, I spend part of my time on Telegram seeing what people are talking about and arguing with those that want to use violence. So that's
So there was I did have another idea too, as far as, you know, being more productive. If we create a second Telegram group with people who are actually doing something, that would probably be much better, because you could reduce that to 10 or 15 people or whatever. And usually you're going to get much more productive conversations in those smaller groups than you will when you have, you know, 80, 100 or, you know, 1,000 people in a group.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, each one of our outlets has attracted a different crowd. And it's funny also, they'll be in one of the outlets and be wondering, where's everything happening? Well, it's not happening in one place. It's happening in five places. So
yeah,
there is no one place. Just like I was wondering why everything got quiet on all the lists yesterday, and I didn't realize you guys were at a rally yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was in Nebraska. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good. I believe that was Ian and I don't want to say Aria, Bonnie, Ian and Bonnie. I believe went to that, and I'm not sure who else did, but they. I know those two at least handed out a lot of NH exit flyers, I believe.
Yes, yeah, they were handing out Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I might be misspeaking, because I know there's a bunch of different websites too. So
yeah, well, that's the one that has a flyer. We don't have any specific NH exit flyer.
Right. That's right.
But that's exactly what. And Shayna said she was there. She's been pushing those out crazy. Oh, so that's good.
I think there was a sticker that was posted on the Independence on that flyer you're talking about for NH exit, possibly.
Or okay.
Sticker on it, so that was added. So
I know Shayna wanted to do that.
So yeah. I know Ian and Bonnie definitely did that on the ones they were handing out in Keene. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure it was at NH exit the NH exit website, but I do know there was a sticker for something to update people to, like, where the newer information that's actively being, you know, done.
Well, she did that because the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, it doesn't have monthly updates right now.
Right. Which is exactly what they did the sticker for. So yeah, I didn't pay close attention to what the sticker said. I just knew they put the sticker on, and I was aware that they were, you know, you guys were talking about it from the other I wouldn't say town hall, but the organization.
So, yeah. So Dave runs nhexit.com, and he points it to Facebook.
Okay.
Ian and Aria are running nhexit.us, and they're posting content there, and they're specifically gearing it towards this amendment push. I'm trying to put a little bit of everything on nhexit.org. It's the ugliest website, but I put everything I find there.
Okay.
And I also put as much as I can on Twitter and on Telegram and Shire Society Forum and Facebook and MeWe.
Yeah, I'm imagining that it's nhexit.us is the one that Ian and Bonnie put on, because they're doing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, if you go there, you'll find all the rest of the stuff, and it has weekly updates at least right now. So
yeah, that's good. Are these websites all interlinked, because so that people can find stuff? That's another thing we should probably do.
What did you say?
Are the websites interlinked? So is NHExit US linking to nhexit.org and
NHExit.org? If you go to my website, which is .org, yep. I have links to everything else.
Okay, great. Perfect. We should make sure that nhexit.us also links to nhexit.org. And
yeah, I'm not sure about that. I would guess. And then I always send out a big text of all the good links on all the podcasts and places that I post every once in a while. That's what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
I have some news updates for related to the Independence Amendment, if you guys want them.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So I just found out that I guess they've reached five reps now who are sponsors. And just today I got a sixth who is ready to do it, but he's going to hold off until they fill it with more politically correct people because he can only have 10. So he's worried that it'll get like too many people actually trying to co-sponsor it. And so they won't have the perfect people. So he's going to hold off and then become number six if it doesn't fill up to 10.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
You said that there was a deadline for co-signing on the bill. Is that passed already? September or something?
October 7th.
Oh, okay. So a couple more days.
Yeah, I accidentally wrote September at first.
Yeah, I saw the September one. That's why I was just curious about that.
A few days. And the other thing that has happened, so I guess a state rep has now sponsored a retaliatory bill aimed at ultimately preventing votes on this sort of thing.
Hmm.
Preventing the public from voting. Now, he doesn't.
Yeah, the game is afoot.
He doesn't approach it from that angle. Officially, it's to try and eject people from the state house who are supporters of independence. Trying to stop them from holding office. And it wouldn't stop this first vote if it got on the ballot. It would still get on the ballot, but it could prevent future attempts to do this. If that makes sense.
I mean, that sounds like it's an unconstitutional type of thing, like that he's proposing.
Probably, and just the most important thing is ultimately what he's really proposing is to keep the public from voting on it, and that's really all we have to focus on. Is
what right. That. Sounds like it's going nowhere. It sounds like something that's like that you don't even have to worry about because I mean ultimately this is probably going to go nowhere too, but it's like, but I'll be really glad if it does go somewhere.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, this guy has sponsored a bill basically to advertise the fact that there's a United States, right? Everybody already knows, but we've advertised something new, the fact that independence is back on the table, and they're obviously taking it seriously enough to create counterattacking legislation.
When you get this much pushback, you know you're on the right track.
So. Right, yeah. When was the last time any of us did something that was sufficiently important that someone like rushed a bill through to fight it to stop us?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's part of the reason why I started pushing NHExit last November is because it's a thing. It's a thing for us to push for, and it's a thing for them to oppose. You know, otherwise, lots of times we can look at each other and say, well, how do we bring more liberty? Well, pushing for independence is an actual physical thing that you know, you can head towards. And then it gives them something to attack. So it's kind of fun that way. Did we lose Dave again?
I'm here, but I'm trying to remember what the other piece of news was. Talk among yourselves.
Okay. The other thing is that, so Mike listed off the other co-sponsors, and I'm going to make sure I update Alu's spreadsheet if he hasn't already with the new guys. And obviously that rep you were talking to knows about that deadline and will be making his decision before then. So that's good. No, I don't. What was your other item?
I'm looking. There was something else.
Also, if we don't get tractors that show up to this town hall, we're going to assume 100% support. Based on today's poll, I need everybody to raise their hand if they think we should be independent. Okay, well, that's 100%. So that's looking good for this week. if we don't get any... Oh, wait a minute. We know there's a detractor. There's a guy trying to propose a bill to fight us.
That's how they're showing up for our meeting, is by proposing legislation
to shut us up. The other thing is the whole NHExit thing is not powerful enough or politically incorrect enough that we haven't been deplatformed from various media yet.
Yeah. That was actually another thing I was thinking about, which was also another reason why I've been trying to get people to move to Matrix, is because that's exactly the kind of thing I'm afraid of, is that we'll get deplatformed by, you know, everybody, you know, from Telegram to you know, Facebook to, I don't even know what other outlets we're on, but
I can. I mean, ICANN itself might try to take us down.
Yeah. And that, and this is another reason why, like Ian has MailTrain that he uses as opposed to, I'm trying to think who the major MailChimp. MailChimp has been kicking people off too, who have politically unpopular, you know, opinions and views and things. So that's another outlet you probably should avoid if you're setting up a mailing list, just to, as a heads up.
Yes, I already know about that. Yeah. And that's why, you know, and then some people are on Telegram and people are on other things, but, you know, we have to have bigger ones. But currently, you know, I'm on Mastodon.
Yeah, me too.
Which Ian, but both Dave and I have had trouble. I've been on Matrix, and then the last time I tried to get on, I actually had trouble. And I'm sure we're not the only people that have that problem.
It's
yeah, it's the same thing happened to me. I logged in, it worked, and then I couldn't find anything to look at. And I come back, there's stuff to look at, but it didn't work.
Yeah, so there is, I don't know if you've gone to chat.lrn.fm, but those directions, if you can get on.
Directions. And, why does there have to be directions? Why can't it be simple?
Well, if you have a username, so here's the honest truth. If you have a username, I can add you to all of the, so a lot of the rooms that are good to be on are actually invite only. There are a few rooms that are not, like, there's a fork, for example, there's Forkfest. That's a public room. But a lot of them are like a lot of trolls. So the rooms that don't have the trolls are invite only. So if you send me a message on Telegram or you email me, chris@thinkpenguin.com, I can get you on some of those invite only rooms. So you'll actually have people to reach out to and talk to. And there are a lot of people on there now. So
it I tried. It didn't work. I sent you messages. I don't know. I just got to Telegram. Like, everybody kept telling me to go to Telegram because that's how I get away from the censorship. And I just arrived on Telegram. Now everyone's telling me to leave it.
I mean, there's still a lot of people on Telegram, too. I'm not saying you move away from Telegram. I'm just saying that this is like the beginning of the process. It took us 5 years to build up Telegram, guys. So I don't expect this to be overnight. Well, but
I'm sorry I'm such a clunky, you know, on this tech stuff. But I just, you know, I use stuff that works and I don't like doing speculative stuff.
Yeah, I understand. I'm the same way, actually, to be honest.
I would guess that we won't use Matrix until we have to.
Yeah.
Because I already have seven things I'm doing, and Telegram is already annoying enough.
So I understand where you guys are coming from. The reason that we want to move to Matrix and we want to do it sooner than later is because if we stick to Telegram, we already know Telegram is like banning people and deleting groups and things like that. And they haven't done it yet to, like, there's one group that they've done it to that we know people who are in. But they have been doing it, and the governments have been putting pressure on Telegram, and some governments have successfully gone on Telegram to kick certain groups as well as corporations.
What's wrong with using the Shire Society forum?
Nothing, except that most people aren't on it.
I can take it down.
There's more people on that than there is Matrix.
No.
Inside of our circles, out of people I know.
I've gone on Matrix and
I don't connect anybody. Hold on. I go to Shire Society and there are people there.
No. In our circles, you have to be in the right rooms. That's why I'm saying you need to be invited. But
how is this helping any? Because people like Dave and I are not in these circles. So obviously you guys are not using it to communicate with people.
We are. And it's only been in the past month or so. And we've gotten I would say there's probably about 200 people on the Matrix servers now. From Telegram. So if you're not on Matrix, you're actually missing out on a lot of the stuff that's going on now.
Well, then, okay, so let me say it the other way around. Do you guys that are using Matrix right now want other people to know about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then you'd have to invite us into the secret groups.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, if you let me know what your username is on Telegram,
My username right now.
On your Matrix
username? I use the same username everywhere on Earth.
It's the same as the one he was born with.
Okay, well, just send me a message and I'll add you. I'll add you. Okay.
That's already too much trouble. Blow my mind. Make me ecstatic about Matrix. I mean, if you're having trouble onboarding Dave Ridley and I, how on earth are you going to get other people?
Most of the people are already on Matrix. That's the thing.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We're old guys. You know, it's our fault. It's, ultimately,
there's dude. Even Mark is on Matrix now. I mean, seriously,
Mark is the same age as me. Yep. I am a Linux geek. And I every still time, find this annoying.
And every time I send Mark an email, I get an auto reply lecturing me that I shouldn't be using email anymore.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And he's not going to talk to me.
Just like right now, I have people that tell me the only email that's any good is ProtoMail. And then this week, ProtoMail got requests from the federal government to reveal everybody. Hey, you're never going to be able to hide perfectly from these people.
It's you haven't been hide at all, probably. Yeah,
we are fighting the greatest intricate high-tech system in the history of the world. That is our enemy.
They're draining the lakes of Utah to cool down their supercomputers.
I know. I've seen the building. But, you know, for me, I can like Matrix, except for I go there and things don't work. At this point, I don't. So you need to be our voice on Matrix, I guess.
Oh, I already am. I mean, I'm posting stuff to Matrix, but I'm just letting you know, like, it's things don't get better until you initiate the.
Why wouldn't you want to invite people to the Shire Society where outsiders can find it?
I'm not objecting to that.
Well, like right now, you brought up Matrix first. To me, I would bring up Shire Society first because it's more open to the outside world. I can find it.
Yeah, it's a great.
I'm not even a boomer.
I don't know why you think it's Matrix versus the Shire Society forums.
What'd you say?
Yeah, we need them. We need them all. We need them all. I feel guilty for not pushing harder to get on Matrix myself. Like I said, part of it's me. It's not you. It's me.
It's well, yeah. I find this annoying because amongst free state, I've had people. Okay, now we got to be on Signal. Now we got to be on Telegram. Now we got to be on Matrix. None of those changes are the things that fix our lives. That isn't how we bring down the empire.
Look, I get it. There's a lot of different platforms and a lot of different groups are using different platforms in different areas, and.
I mean, you realize that if I want to find out about NH exit information on Matrix, I have to message you. So how does some random person find you?
That's not necessarily the key. We don't have an NH exit group on Matrix yet. But if it would be public. It wouldn't be a private group.
Why are we even talking about it? If there's
we
not
just
a
great one. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we should. Yeah. And I'll probably do that here shortly.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, for me, and then I can maybe go find it and maybe join it, and maybe it'll be useful. But, you know, I've even found things like Mastodon works a lot easier. I can figure it out.
Yeah.
I also think that all these high-tech things, the government always can outdo us with this stuff. We're not gonna out high-tech the empire. We can out decentralize them and stuff like that, but you know,
that's what was so bad about Facebook and then Telegram. It compared to the web forums that we had before that worked fine, right? Facebook made it so like everybody thought they were posting privately to a group, and then you take their Facebook post and put it on a web forum, they accuse you of, oh, you ratted me out, you know, because it was slightly private. Like, it wasn't completely public for everyone to see. And the same problem on Telegram, you know, it just feels like stuff that's posted there, you got to kind of wonder, okay, am I supposed to take this and copy it or not? Because a lot of people will get mad when you copy something that they posted on Telegram, right? It's just better to have it public.
Why would anybody be upset that you copied something on a Telegram group that's public?
They do.
Of course, they're not. It's because it's not quite public, right? It's just a Telegram group, right? It's only for that group, supposedly. So they get this sense of false security, and they just start foaming at the mouth, saying things that they wouldn't say in public. And like that's what happened to Keith Murphy on the Free State Project forums, because they had set up this supposedly private area just for us. That's how I met Chaz Pearl, by the way.
I got you talking
S-bomb about Chaz Pearl on this forum that he's, you know, was behind a firewall. Well, people were looking at that who weren't us, right? And that's what happens when you have forums and semi-private groups like that.
I mean, usually if you have a smaller group, you know, people tend to have more of an expectation that certain things are going to, especially if it's a private group, then they're not going to be spread around, you know, before everybody's kind of on board with it. But if it's a public group with thousands of people in it, no, I don't think anybody has an expectation that it's like a private group, especially if it's open to the public.
Well, you don't realize who you're talking to. There are people that have done things publicly for 10 years, and then they tell Dave Ridley, will you please take down everything I've done for the last 10 years?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yep, yeah.
That happens.
Yeah,
The other thing is I'm trying to let people know that if you have a tiny hidden group with five people, one of them is a Fed. I'm just assuming that. I assume that when I talk to anybody, the Feds are recording it and will use it against me in the future.
It's like Peter Diamandis was saying, radical transparency is coming, right? And it's going to make the world mostly better, even though it's going to be very uncomfortable for some of us because we don't want, you know, people seeing everything we do. It's also going to make it so we can see everything the federals do.
Yeah, I mean, so I think there's a difference between, you know, a private group where you are trying to delay certain information from being released to the masses, and something that is, you know it's going to be released to the masses, but it might not happen as soon if it's a smaller group. But you're talking about it from a different perspective, where somebody was involved in these types of activities, and then they want to get a job at some point, and they want to then go back and delete their history, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I also try to warn people that don't have me in a group where you're wanting to keep something secret in the future, you know, or delay it. I'm wanting to get news out. I'm wanting to get info out. I don't know why we think we need to be so complicated and strategic. You know, we're trying to be open, and we're trying to talk to everybody.
Sometimes I'll give you an example, just as something that's you know, that you might want to, something I sort of delayed, right? So there was a post about a certain somebody who was caged, and there was a story that was written and posted about, and we wanted to post that to an update group, but we didn't want to do it. The story that we were posting was biased, so we wanted to put our own slant on it. So we needed an extra day or two to do up a response to that and then post it to like our followers, so to speak. It wouldn't have been the end of the world either way if it had gotten posted without that, but it didn't hurt to delay it too. So
yeah, it definitely gets complicated.
So there's other news.
Okay.
So some of you may already know about this, but the constitutional amendment as filed by Mike Sylvia has come back from legislative services. The text has been posted. It looks like the final wording, and they did a great job. They didn't mess with it. And I assume Mike Sylvia is going to sign off on it because he has praised their wording, their way of wording it. They didn't really reword much. You know, they just added some administrative stuff that has to be in there regarding when it goes on the ballot and who has to put it on the ballot and stuff like that.
Yeah, that happened. He told us about that on Tuesday on the other call. So, yes, I guess that's since the last time we were talking. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Did you see the text that got posted of how the explanation for the voters?
At the beginning?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I skimmed it, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was funny because it says, you know, it says currently New Hampshire is a sovereign state inside the United States, and then if this amendment passes, it'll become then it'll become its own. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
If we're lucky, we'll have some Democrats that show up at the meeting or some authoritarians, and they'll say, well, we're not sovereign. That's wrong. We shouldn't be sovereign, even within the United States.
We're all slaves of the federal master.
Of course, the truth is we're not really.
Does that mean they're advocating for Washington, D.C. to control New Hampshire?
Yes.
Yeah, and I hate to use this technique, you know, and having learned it from Chaz Prohl, who I basically consider a friend, but you know, he was he was so upset about us using the term pro DC. I have to admit, I think the fact that he was upset about that is an indication that it's probably the right term to be using.
Well, and a person like him was specifically saying, I'm an American, I'm an American citizen, I belong to them. And that's exactly what we're wanting to not do. We don't want to be belong to the federal government.
Ownership is not the answer.
Yeah, well,
was it Sam Dodson used to say, if you want to live under someone's rule, be told what to do and handed things, like the world is your oyster. Every single country in the world tries to do that, right? There's not a place in the world where you don't have that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing is we're just trying to give people choices, right? Like in this thing with the constitutional amendment, giving people the choice of should we leave? And then if we leave, well, then we can be choosing our relationship instead of being it forced right now.
Yeah, I mean, it basically gives us more negotiating power with Washington, D.C. is all it does. That's what independence does effectively, right? Like, let's be honest, it's not like that much would change, in the scheme of things with independence. You would still want to trade. You would still want to do all the things that you did before, except that you now have the upper hand.
Well, yeah,
I think that's the first thing we'd notice is that whole negotiating.
Yeah, because people aren't thinking about this middle spot. They're thinking about the pro post independence part, and they're thinking about how to word the bill. But we're not thinking about the middle part, which would be, what happens if we get really close, right? You know, we get close to like it actually does get on the ballot or something like that. At that point, that's when negotiations do start with the central government, and that would be around summertime, I guess. If by some miracle this got on the ballot, that's what would happen next. Negotiations. I mean, there would be other stuff, but one of the important things that would happen next would be negotiations, and the feds could start putting things on the table. We could start asking for them to put things on the table. I thought the most obvious things to try to get them to put on the table would be either to pass the Read the Bills Act or for them to pass a sunset clause where every federal law stops and it automatically sunsets after 10 years. See, these would be massive concessions on the part of the central government that might be acceptable even to someone like me, certainly to the average person.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that, I think might be good to bring up in terms of, what will independence bring? And it countering that, right? Like, let's say we don't actually gain independence, but it will give us a negotiating position as a result of moving for independence. Well, then you can negotiate for, terms that are closer to, say, maybe the Mariana Islands, which is a territory, but has a much better deal with Washington, D.C. than we have in New Hampshire. In the Mariana Islands, they don't have to pay federal income taxes, as an example. So there are things that you can get out of moving for independence, and even after failing independence, still have a potential to negotiate something.
Yeah, or your idea of having it so that the federal government's not allowed to perform law enforcement actions inside New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely.
And New Hampshireites are not allowed to help them with that sort of thing or something like that. I mean, that although it wasn't what we went with, it's still a great idea that would be a nice compromise position.
Yeah.
I'm looking for more news.
We have to have newsroom sounds in the background for Dave Ridley.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. What was that that song from Broadcast News? You remember that movie, Broadcast News?
Yes, we need that.
Guys, it was so primitive that these guys would stand there with a piano, like an electric piano, and one guy would, okay, this is the theme song we're going to have ready in 2 days. And they would plink on the piano. One guy would plink on the piano, and the other guy would sing it. Da 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 da. Libya attacks. Da 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 da. And then later on, they'd have it eventually produced 2 days later or something. And then the news director would say, "That sounds great. You do that, and use trumpets in that other part."
Yes, exactly. That sounds good. Is my sound coming? Is it? There's a lot of garbled stuff on my end.
No.
Okay. You're good. Fine. Okay. Good. I didn't make it.
There's been more media coverage too. I was on a show yesterday, and there's some show that interviewed Ian the other day, and I've been able to make calls to different talk radio places at the rate of about, you know, 4 per week.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You were on a podcast this week, right? I was having trouble finding that in my podcast player.
Was it
Freedom's Phoenix? Is that who it was? Or correct. Was it okay, so it's Freedom's Phoenix was the one?
Yes, and they interviewed Mike, Sylvia, and Allo Axelman the week before that.
Yeah, good.
The show I called into yesterday asked me to leave my contact information so I could be a guest later. I hadn't called into them in a long
time. Yeah, cool.
But that's still working. You know, talk radio is still working, but I can't get the word out on YouTube anymore. And all these alternatives to YouTube don't really work in terms of getting to more than 50 people. So,
yeah, exactly.
I've been silenced, so now I'm doing independence.
Yeah, that's the thing is, yeah, some of these things, it's like, okay, well, we're running out of different things. And some of the conditions we live under are getting so bad that the extreme of going independent seems like the way to go.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the other thing is we should be starting to think about what we do depending on how they push back against independence. What's our next move? You know, if they arrest all of us on this call and retake all six of the Crypto Six, et cetera, stuff like that in retaliation. Then, you know, what's the next move? And it has to be peaceable no matter what, but there has to be something on the table.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you, Dave, you like to plan ahead. I'll go with whatever I can think of later.
Yeah. Well, I have an idea, but I'm not going to publicize it until I need to again. I would certainly welcome. If anyone else has an idea, what's the next step? What do we do? And I'd love to hear it.
Okay, here's a side thing that I have not posted online yet. The FSP is putting on a Liberty Forum this March. I don't think they did it last year. So they announced that they're going to do it in March. And I am wondering if we want to do an NH exit table. So I am thinking about that. So anybody that wants to help me with that, they can contact me. I'll be posting this all over the place soon. So if anybody hears this in the recording, but that's what I'm thinking. Because we could sponsor a table. And if we have enough, and I would be relying on you guys living locally to bring the supplies and the posters and the things like that. But I would be willing to man the table all the time, at least being one of the people. But I think that would be fun.
Okay, are you sure it's March? Is it really that late?
I think it is. Let me look. Let's see.
Don't quit your day job. Not to sing.
Let's see here. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Okay. Oh, I said, talk among yourselves. I'm looking for something to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Some other piece of news. Let me see. So it's interesting how Mike Sylvia indicated he's been getting more contacts from media than he can respond to, apparently. So Ian has recommended that he delegate that. Because there's plenty of us at that time that we could talk and then enjoy doing it. Some of us are real narcissists, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not thinking about myself, of course. But the other thing was that... Looking.
I hate talking to media, but I have.
I just send them to me. I'll do fine. I mean, as long as it's the subject I know about. I enjoy talking to press. In fact, I guess that's the other minor piece of news is I sent out the news about the. About this retaliatory legislation, and I have sent that to my media contact list, which is also that list is also posted to the entire society. But I just sent out sort of a poor man's news release about that.
Yeah,
and that focuses on the fact that their legislation would prevent the public from being able to vote on independence.
Guys, I'm back for a minute.
Welcome back.
Hi, who is the person I don't know?
Mr. Penguin.
You're the famous Mr. Penguin.
Yep.
Is that your real name?
No, Christopher Wade.
Christopher what?
Wade.
Wade, like W-A-D-E.
It's like W-A-I-D, but yeah.
Nice to meet you. I may or may not have replied to something you wrote. But
He does not even waddle, and if you put him in water that's under 30 degrees Fahrenheit, he dies.
How many times has that happened, by the way? Yeah, well, you know, to people of my age, Mr. Penguin reminds us of Batman, so. The lousy Batman show.
The name is, so I have a company called Think Penguin, which sells computers and accessories with Linux and free software. It's Think Penguin, and the penguin is the mascot for the Linux operating system. So it's computer stuff. That's how I ended up with the name Mr. Penguin.
It's interesting because my niece is a penguin freak, and she actually wrote a children's book. One second, I'm going to look for it. Called Penguin something or another.
Yeah, usually Linux geeks know every penguin reference there is in the world and have all the pictures. So I've been a Linux person before I had the internet.
I
don't know if you can see it because I'm.
You can't. It's like in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, penguin.
Yep, I see the penguin.
She wrote a book, The Adventures of Penelope and Pearl, and it's about a penguin, and this is what she's into, this penguin thing, so everything with her is penguin. So the problem with this meeting basically is to get people that disagree.
Well, it seems like we don't have enough.
It seems like we've had a problem getting people who disagree. I think there's been two people, right?
Depends on how you count them, I guess one or two. But yeah, we need people who are in New Hampshire who have objections to this, who want to suppress them and keep their peace and whatnot, kind of the way Chaz did the other day. He did a great job. And that's what we need. But I don't know how to deliver that because I've already maxed out and contacted all of my contacts and who are Democrats and stuff like that.
So,
I mean, 70% plus of the people in New Hampshire support it. So we might have trouble getting, you know, people who object.
Well, no, we won't. And it's not really 71%. That's just what the poll showed. And I think that ought to be less than that.
Are you saying I'm being too optimistic here?
Yes. However, I will say that they did one in 2016 and the number was only 40% on unionleader.com when it came to New Hampshire independence. So that is an objective change.
A lot has changed since then though, too. So
a lot's going to change between now and March, I'm sure.
True. hopefully it gets worse because that means more likely we'll succeed.
No, not really. I mean, I would rather see us fail and it get better.
Okay, so basically, have to find a way to attract people who are against independence and want to speak their piece.
Especially if they're in New Hampshire.
Right. So who else is working on that angle?
Well, I was just hoping it was going to happen by accident. But some of the people that I talk to who disagree with me slightly about it because they think it should be violent, I am trying to have them come on so we can discuss that. But none of them, even though they think they can take on the federal government violently, are not willing to take on me in person. I have noticed that in the past. There's people who are keyboard warriors, but they see me in person and they cower like little children. I'm talking about.
Gun cleaners.
New Hampshire has 1.2 million people out of 320 million people in the United States. What chance do we have at a violent revolt?
The numbers are actually already done for us. Then that the chance would be roughly half what the chance is if it's peaceful.
And they've been stealing our money and buying guns with them. Back to the Liberty Forum, Dave. March 4th through the 6th is when it happens.
Okay. No promises.
Is that Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
What did you say, Steve?
Is that Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I would guess so. I don't know.
Makes a difference to us Jewish folk.
Yeah, well, they're not doing it for that, I guess.
No, I'm sure not. Because I'm going to try and come up for a day. My hope is.
If you came to that, maybe you'd want to come for Sunday or just
Friday. Yeah, I could probably come in and out on Sunday. That's what I'm hoping to be able to do. So I'm talking to Al about that. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot closer to me than Porkfest was.
Yeah. Well, and also all the people that go to Porkfest and wish it was a conference, I try to tell them, you know, we have a conference, so you know, you can do that too.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to do that. All right. So is Alu working on this thing of attracting people who disagree?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
You know, it's funny. Well, my whole podcast was designed to get people who disagree, but we can't find them to come on either. So it's a hard thing.
Well, you know, I haven't been coming on your guys' podcast because you guys talk about politics so much that I can't keep up because I don't keep up with politics like you guys do.
Yeah.
But I might be able to come on sometime and talk some NHX that, you know, from a different angle or something.
Yeah. I mean, what I really wanted my podcast to be is a place like a call-in show where people don't slam the phone down on you and tell you you're an idiot and actually have a dialogue, because I don't think there is such a place anywhere, which is very sad. There's a million great podcasts, a million great talk radio shows, but I don't know of one offhand where you can call in and disagree and have a good conversation.
It's really difficult. I'm always looking for another one to call into because there's so few of them. If you find one, send it to me because I'll call it.
I mean, that's what I want. I would love to talk to the people who disagree with me. I mean, I know, of course, I know more than anybody in the world and I'm always right, but there are people who don't know that yet. So,
oh, wow.
Well, here's one guy who doesn't know it. I thought you might enjoy this. This is a letter to the editor, to the union leader. Quote, secessionists don't belong in government. Secessionists, singular. To the editor, more than 100 elected Republican politicians have recently participated in efforts to destabilize the union. This observer does not see how oaths of office can be administered to persons who seek secession. In my opinion, such persons have given up their rights to participate in any American government. Russell Bastedo, Dublin.
Unquote. Well, I will say I will give up my right to participate in the American government if you give us a New Hampshire government. independence.
Yeah.
You know, it's those kind of people who I wish we could get to talk to us. Say, you know what, you're making a really good point. We would love to discuss it with you. And I don't know how to get those people to come on and get into a dialogue.
Now, you know, people who are against liberty don't win from talking about liberty.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll just have to read what they write in other places, I guess.
Because if you can't talk to each other, then we're just going to stay polarized. I'd rather hear your objections and see if I can counter them. I mean, I guess I'm naive because people don't want to talk to each other. But, you know, I watched, you know, 2 minutes from that rally you guys had. What was it, yesterday, Friday, whatever, at Concord? You know, about the mask or vaccine mandates?
Yeah.
Yeah, the right, yeah, basically the body, you're right, your body, you're right.
Right. So it kind of interests me that so many people are singing, I'm proud to be an American. Because that's where we're stuck. And
I guess I'm proud to be an American too, and I'm not proud to be connected to the federal government.
Well, that is what
American some of them were saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and that was heartbreaking.
I stopped saying the pledge a long time ago because of the indivisible word. But the thing is, if I say I'm proud to be an American, that means I'm not for peaceful separation. That means I'm proud to be part of this union, the way I look at it.
You know, you would think that, but if you start asking these individuals whether or not they're for independence, most of them are saying they are.
Right. So then I'd love to ask them. So what does it mean you're proud to be an American? You're proud to live in North America, or you're proud to be part of the United States? So I was just a little, I don't know, something I'd love to discuss with people.
The other thing that's heartbreaking about that rally is, you know, they're all out there to do what Henry David Thoreau warned against. Hacking at the branches instead of striking the root.
Ooh. Elaborate.
You know, he said there's 1,000 hacking at the branches for every one striking the root. Those people are all out there to fight against one mandate, right? And a couple other things, just you know, COVID fascism. That's just one thing the federal government does. It's a tiny part of the evil that they perpetrate. And those people, instead of having to fight every single issue one at a time, there's 15,000 other things the federal government is doing this year that are just as bad. Maybe we should go to the state house 15,000 times this year. You can't do it. But if just this one thing happens, right? If we just have this amendment to leave the United States, then all that other stuff goes away, and you don't have to worry about that anymore.
So what's their answer to that? Like,
well, the problem is not getting an answer from them. It's getting the message to them, right? Because we've been so deplatformed, it's very difficult to reach all these people. Fortunately, Ian did. He went there. I don't have a car, so it's difficult for me to get conquered. But Ian did go, and he handed out independent flyers. But again, he probably only reached 100 people or so.
See, I find that the problem is the visceral reaction to that secession word, a little bit less than national divorce word. People just, you know, they're revolted by the word. Like, people are for peaceful separation. They're not for secession because they keep thinking about this freaking civil war. And they got to get over the love affair with Abe Lincoln, some of these people.
Yeah, using civilians as human shields is not something that should be celebrated.
Yeah, that's where I split off a lot of the people. But anyway, all right, I'm going to go join my Cal exit meeting, but I want to be involved in this as much as I can. So I'm glad I got to hook up with you guys today. And we have to like brainstorm how to get people to talk to.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. We can figure that out. I mean, we just started this 2 weeks ago, so.
Right. You know, it's funny. I tried to. We made a contact with Ben Shapiro about a year or two ago, a personal contact. So Alu sent him an email. And he actually wrote back a decent email. And he basically said, you know, this takes years. And that really helped me out to stay calm about this. And I know Daniel Miller in Texas is working 25 years to get on to that. So I try to remind myself that it's okay that we haven't changed the world in 2 weeks or 6 weeks or even a year or two.
That might be, but it probably would help us to try and move along faster than that.
Well, I agree. Yeah, but when I feel down about not getting anything done, I try to get back to it. Yeah. Takes time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's why. No, I don't feel like waiting 25 years. I'm 63 years old. But I try to keep things in perspective.
If you think about it, historically, independence goes from 0 to 60 very fast at the last minute. So nobody in Bosnia wanted to be independent in 1989. And 2 years later, they were technically independent. And of course, it went really badly. But they were still probably better off than they would have been if with Slobodan Milosevic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Estonians, I remember I was listening to a speech a couple weeks ago that was delivered in 1988, I think. And they were saying, yes, just 2 years ago, we would all have been laughed out of this room for talking about Estonian independence. But look at this. Here we are. And a year later, they're independent.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic point, by the way. I like that point.
And people, it's like they've never heard of the place, right? They're like, well, we can't do that because we have to be self-sufficient. Really? So you've never heard of Estonia? You think Estonia is self-sufficient with 1 million people? Of course they're not. They're trading and they're doing stuff, right? You know, and they're doing great.
The United States is not self-sufficient either. It's something worth pointing out. The trade is so, every country is so dependent on every other country just because of the way the trade works nowadays. The modern economy is you cannot do everything yourself.
Yeah, I love to point that 0 to 60 in the last minute. I like that.
They asked
Hey guys, can I break in for a second?
Go for it.
Tom put his hand up. He said he wanted to say something.
Oh, sorry.
Tom, are you available there? Did we lose him again? Okay, he put his hand up, said, I'd like to talk. But
not a problem. But I'm cutting out to go hang out with the Californians, guys. But thanks a million. Are you going to do this every week?
That's the plan for now.
Awesome. Yep. Okay, yep. See you guys soon.
See you, Steve.
Thanks,
Steven. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Tom's got Grafton Grid.
Yeah, it says he has an okay connection, but he was there a minute ago. Okay, I noticed it popped up on my screen that somebody wanted to talk, so I thought, okay, maybe we can stop for a second and he'll talk. Okay, sorry, go back to what you were doing. Oh, we lost him. Okay, never mind.
Well, at least he tried to join. That's great.
See, the forces of darkness are working against us.
And yet we had 6 people this time, even though we only had 3 people last time.
Yeah, so.
And we have 5 sponsors. We're guaranteed to have 6. Even though they're trying to say we're not allowed to vote.
Yeah. You know what? Also at the beginning of this, Mike didn't know, you know, he was willing to do this, but he didn't know how many co-sponsors he'd have. He didn't know how many people would show up, you know, to support it. Oh, we'll be able to get people.
It's interesting how grassroots this is. and it's actually succeeding.
Well, yeah, I would think that the system would have trouble even understanding or dealing with us because they just can't conceive of how low level and grassroots this is.
Yeah,
people are always hopping into this movement saying, okay, where's the middle of this movement? And I'm saying, no, I'm just one, you know, I'm just one of the people pushing it, right?
No, they're asking, where are the Russians? Say, oh, our Russian immigrant delegation is over there, right? The Russian immigrants who don't want socialism here anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And can't stand Vladimir Putin.
I'm going to lose my connection on this end. So I'm going to stop recording. So, if you guys want to continue, that'd be fine, but I'm going to stop recording on my end.
I'm good here. Go ahead and eject. Thank you for joining, yeah. Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that was fun, and we'll have more to talk, and I'll scream and yell at you about the Matrix, you know, anytime you want.
why don't we just try to get people on, and then we'll worry about that.
Okay, well, then we'll talk online and off this recording. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you for your patience, Chris. Bye.